Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
It's time to talk dirt, and I'm not talking politics, but real, factual dirt. Of all our planet's amazing ecosystems, there is one that rises above all others. It's the one your home is standing on, the one you don't want your kids to track into the house. By now, you probably guessed it. The diversity and abundance of life that exists within soil is greater than in any other ecosystem. A biological universe exists in a gram of soil. Soil biota within this tiny universe transforms energy, creates and modifies habitat, influences soil health, and aids in regulation of greenhouse gases. There are more microbes in a teaspoon of soil than there are people on the earth. We're talking such characters as bacteria, fungi, protozoa, nematodes, earthworms, and arthropods. No wonder kids are so drawn to this miraculous stew of life. My one-year-old granddaughter can't resist a mouthful given the opportunity. So let's dive into a handful of soil. The majority of life on Earth is dependent upon six critical elements: hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, phosphorus, oxygen, and sulfur, that pass through and are transformed by soil organisms. This process, called biogeochemical cycling, is defined as a transformation and cycling of elements between non-living and living matter. These processes are dependent upon life in the soil. Although we understand the vital services that these organisms provide by breaking down organic debris and recycling nutrients, scientists have only begun to study the rich and unique diversity that is part of the soil ecosystem. A particular interest for myself is understanding the functions of certain fungi and their roles in storing atmospheric carbon dioxide. As you may have heard in past Wild About Utah readings, here's where our farms and ranches have the opportunity to play a crucial role beyond feeding us. Deploying what's called regenerative agricultural practices like tillage reduction, cover crops, companion planting, planned grazing, and keyline plowing will not only improve soil quality, making it more resilient to climate conditions like flooding and drought, but also increase soil's organic matter, which requires less fertilizer. This in turn means less runoff into waterways and greater profitability for farmers. And now some states are considering economic incentives like tax breaks for carbon sequestration farming and enlisting farm bureaus to provide additional support. Will Utah be next? This is Jack Green, writing and reading for Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.